In our latest podcast collaboration, Closer and the UK Data Service bring you an insightful discussion on how research data can influence policy to improve lives. In the first episode, we sit down with Dr. Emily Marchant, lecturer in education at Swansea University, Natasha Matibi, social sciences lead at the Parliamentary Office of Science and Technology, Steve McCurchin, director of the UK Data Service, and Rob Davies, head of Closer's policy and dialogue team.
I think we're seeing such a shift now in how we value the non-academic outputs as important as the academic outputs, if not more important, really, and how we can align it to both policy and practice.
To encourage researchers, you know, to not lose that like steam. So we're there to really try to facilitate and to support researchers to engage with Parliament, ensuring that the research is accessible, it's relatable, and that the researchers and the institutions are actually aware of the actual mechanisms and the pipelines, as well as the actual networks.
Yes, it's always an interesting challenge trying to figure out how to get connections into policy, mate. So how do you deal with the problem of distance and disconnection there? Finding mechanisms whereby you can kind of get that in front of the policymakers in an effective way.
A couple of other points I'd be keen to make is, I think, the importance, and I'm not sure it's innovative, but perhaps it is, of linking research to real world challenges. And I think related to that, it's absolutely critical to listen to policy actors and learn what their evidence needs and their gaps are.
Join us as we explore the value of research data and how it can be used to guide better policymaking from both an academic and a policy perspective. Listen out for two new episodes coming soon.